This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. Are Alabama politics boring? Well, yes. That's according to a recent article on Washington Post's political blog. And that's despite the heated campaigning surrounding the 6th Congressional District Republican primary runoff on Tuesday, where Gary Palmer bested Paul DeMarco. Joining me in the studio to talk about this and other issues is Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us on most Thursdays on WBHM. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rachel.
John, Washington Post political blogger Aaron Black recently wrote a post naming the 10 most boring political states, and Alabama was there along with states like Maryland and Oregon. So what's his argument?
Well, I mean, it seems crazy to people like me who have seen, you know, punches thrown on the state house floor and Governor Guy Hunt, who pulled the rose bushes out of the Rose Garden to plant collard greens. I mean, this is not boring. That's not even talking about Larry Lankford and Roy Moore and all that. But what he's saying is that we're not really in play politically on the Hill, anyway, in Washington. And there aren't, in his view, a lot of people in from Alabama on the Hill that make a lot of difference, that are important. So from that national perspective, Alabama is going to do what Alabama's going to do.
And he challenged his readers to prove him wrong. And you also posed that question to commenters on AL.com. Anyone able to do that so far?
Well, I mean, the outrage factor is crazy. All those indictments that we've had over the years are certainly not boring. But the idea, but it is, it's certainly true if you look at who he sent to Washington that there's a certain monotonous quality to the politics. We aren't really at each other's throats ideologically.
And we may be continuing that monotonous quality, depending on your opinion of Tuesday's primary runoff election. Of course, the 6th Congressional District Republican runoff was a spirited competition, to say the least. Gary Palmer was victorious in that race. So let's talk about the fallout from Tuesday's election. What happens next?
Well, people tend to forget that there actually is a general election coming up in November in which there is a Democrat and another person running for that race. You know, nobody gives them any credit because it's one of the most conservative districts in America, really. It's sort of a foregone conclusion that Gary Palmer goes to Washington, and then we'll see what kind of we know where he stands politically because he has written about it for years and years. We'll see how he governs.
And Alabama Public Service Commissioner Terry Dunn was defeated by Chip Beaker in Tuesday's primary runoff election as well. And there's an interesting story behind this race. You were even featured in a national article about it this week in Mother Jones magazine. So what's the backstory to this primary race?
Well, Terry Dunn was the only vocal person on the Public Service Commission last year who asked for a formal rate review of Alabama Power Company's structure, wanted utility rates to be looked at in that formal way, which hasn't been done for years, and the blowback was fierce from those in the energy field, and a lot of pressure was put on him, and a lot of money was thrown at his opponents, and it worked, and he is out, really, in my view, for doing what you would ask a leader to do, and that's question the status quo, and he got, you know, knocked around the face and neck for that.
Well, we just have a minute left here, but across Alabama, industrial recruiters, the governor and other elected officials across the state are at an air show this week. Quickly, can you tell us what they're doing in London at this air show?
Yeah, we have virtually 95 people that I can count from various governments across the state who have gone on this industry recruiting trip, and they will tell you that much will come out of that, and some will, but it's gotten to where we're going to spend $500,000 to send people to cocktail parties in England and really in Paris too when it's that year, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Well, thank you, John. John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his columns on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday in the Birmingham News and online at al.com.